I speculated at the very beginning of the program, which seems a long time ago now, I don't know whether this bloke has actually ever been back to Leichhardt Oval since he left his beloved West Tigers. So we'll find out from the man himself in Aaron Woods, who trots out for Cronulla against the Tigers at Leichhardt Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. How good. G'day, Woodsy.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Yep. Answer, have you been back there?
Mate, I haven't. I've been in the area, but I haven't been to the Oval. So, look, it's first time. It's a massive time as well. You know, we spoke about last week, trying not to let a chance, you know, try to beat Canberra so you could go into Leichhardt with a bit of a game up your sleeve. But it wasn't to be. Now it's do or die this week, mate.
Have you been in contact with Robbie? Text messages flying around. Are you preparing as if he's playing, Woodsy?
Oh, look, Jimmy, I haven't spoken to him for about a week and a half now. There's been no text message or nothing. Just, mate, look, we're preparing as if Robbie's playing. You know, there's a bit of footage yesterday I saw in the news last night that, look, he trained and I thought he looked really good.
Yeah.
It looked like nothing was wrong with him.
Yeah.
So, hey, we've just honestly prepared like he's going to be the starting hooker. So that's how we're going into the game.
Woodsy, can you give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of an insight? When you say, like, you know, you're preparing that he's going to start the game. So in the past couple of weeks, it's been Benji starting the game and obviously Reynolds coming off the bench. When you say you're preparing like he's going to start the game, what sort of change to your preparation does that make?
Oh, look, so with Benji starting the hooker, he doesn't defend the hooker.
Yeah.
Swaps with Madison and they get the bigger body that gets moved into the middle. So obviously Ryan Madison will attack on the edge but then defend the middle. So it's sort of, you know, Robbie, so with Robbie being there, it'll leave him in the middle the whole time. So there won't be too much of a reshuffle. You know, if we've got a plan to go bend, you know, he'll be on the edge the whole time. Look, he does touch the ball, obviously being a hooker, but he does run a lot more than what Benji would. Benji sort of stands and delivers. Because he's a half as well, so he's going to want to command the ball a bit more as well. So, look, it's just one of those things, you know. We probably, if Robbie wasn't playing, you'd focus a lot more on Benji and Brooksy. But now that Robbie's there, they've got three main board distributors. So
yeah.
There's a lot more to be focusing on now.
I'm not sure what would be said if we were speaking to a Canberra Raiders player, but there's a bit of news around today, Woodsy, on the back of a couple of Golden Point results that maybe people were unsatisfied with. Certainly Sharks fans would have been. What's your take on Golden Point? Are you a fan of it? Do you think there should be some modifications?
Oh, look, Jimmy, it's awesome when you win it. It's the best feeling ever, mate. But when you lose, it sucks. You know, there's not much you can do. I like it. You know, I think I've seen in the past, I'd probably like Golden Try. Because it's a bit more, you know, field goals you sort of just roll up and then just slot it. Whereas you got to have some plays that are, you know, you got to get the team out of their systems the way they defend. So, look, but, you know, it's credit to Aiden Caesar, mate. He kicked through, not one field goal, but three that game. So, it was a really good game to be a part of, but just disappointing we didn't get the result. And like I said before, mate, if you win those games, it's unreal. You go into the shed, you know, you're high-fiving, fist pumping, but when you lose, you're sort of down the dumps a little bit.
Mate, talking about things that are done and dusted. Did you give up a 12-point lead last week with so much on the line and being Gal's farewell to Sharp Park? One, has he smiled since, the big fella, right? And the other one is, how do you get out of that, over that?
Look, the big fella, he was just more disappointed. You know, he didn't really care that it was his last game. He wants to get 2 points to make the eight. He was quite frustrated in that instance. But, look, like you said, you know, we another game where we won 3-2. You know, it's not always about your goal kicking, but, you know, this year it's cost us a little bit. Whereas, you know, we just need to, can't focus too much on it. You know, we started off really well. I thought our first 40 minutes was unreal. But then our start to the second half, we sort of started slow. And, you know, the 12-point lead probably didn't reflect how dominant we were in that first half. And, you know, once Canberra did get that try at half time, they knew they were straight back in the game, only being down by one try. So, you know, it was a tough one to take. But, you know, if you're going to sit there and dwell, then we're going to go into this game this week and play pretty poor footy. So we've had to move on quick. You know, we watched the video on Monday and watched areas where we were really poor at and areas where we've got to be better. So, look, the boys, they're excited for this week, mate, because it's do or die. Our semi-finals will come a week early and, you know, they're really looking forward to playing at Leichhardt.
Have you been practicing your goal kicking?
Nah, there's been a few boys out there but practicing training. So, look, mate, look, you know, it was a bit of a wind out there. We didn't help where we scored. We scored all our tries in the corner. So, Young fella, you know, hit the post on one of them. But look, mate, he's one of the guys that works so hard on his game, and mate, I've already spoken to him. He's had two kicking sessions already this week, so he'll be ready.
No, that is good news. Woodsy, there was a bit of mental trauma for myself and many other people. I don't know whether you saw it. There was a photograph of you in the Sydney Morning Herald.
They don't mind using that photo, do they?
I don't know when it was, Monday or Tuesday, but you've got, you know, the sort of bra
the
top
bra on.
Yeah, the bra top on, just with your Speedos. what's the go?
Oh, that was when we were in Papua New Guinea, just giving away all our jerseys to all the fans. Mate, they're tragic supporters over there. And,
yeah.
Mate, anything you can do for the game to grow it. And look, they love us. They idolise us over there. So at the end of the game, I gave away all my gear. And yeah, I didn't expect it to be in the paper this week, but it does get a bit of a rewrite every now and then.
Is it a man's ear or the bro?
Oh, who knows, mate? Who knows?
Hey, Woodsy, Matty Moylan, named in the extended squad, playing?
Mate, if I was a betting man, I'd be much more betting that he'd play this week. He was touch and go last week, obviously be named to be now 21. Just been the short turnaround and, you know, wasn't quite enough to tick the boxes for the physios last week, whereas I know he's run early on this week. He's looked good. It's just how he pulls up, you know. They're tricky ones, hamstring injuries. And look, I think at the moment, like I said, if I was a betting man, he'd definitely be playing, but he's still got to get through. We've got a scrimmage session this afternoon, so if he gets through that unscathed, I dare say he'll 100% be playing.
Okay.
Yep. You need that X factor, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I thought Dukes has been doing a really good job, and he was really good for us on the weekend. And, you know, we lost a lot once he got the HIA at half time. So just having Matty at the back there, he's not just a fullback, he's a ball playing fullback as well, you know, and he jumps in the line. He's not afraid to do the tough carries, and he comes flying out of the defensive line sometimes on plays too. So he brings a lot of energy to the side and just a lot of confidence and having his seniority around as well.
Well, you're back at Leichhardt Oval, mate, your beloved Leichhardt Oval, in different colours for the first time. We wish you all the best on Sunday afternoon.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.